Welcome to Real News on this early Monday morning. It's just a little after midnight, actually, on Sunday. And just let me tell you, folks, it's election season. You've heard me say it. And we have just, you're looking at August 23rd is election day. And let me tell you, folks, they are really pulling out all the stops right now. As I've told you, Carl Zalak is running for a fourth term to be your county commissioner for District 4. And I've watched these races and I've seen his past elections, and I've never seen the desperation as I've seen now coming out of the Zalak camp with the, videos that his wife is putting out. It's pretty funny how they like to paint their opponents as liberals or not truly a conservative. That's always been the best one that I've seen. That's like the every election season, as I've said before, the political corruption that is a big part of Marion County political forum group. It's just amazing how when they go after the candidates they don't support, the first thing they want to throw out there is this person is a liberal. They're not a real Republican. They're not a conservative. Like, to me, that is totally disgusting to do that to somebody that is a Republican, that is a Christian conservative. I mean, that's just, and the first thing they like to tell you is, you know, they try to keep it clean. No, you don't. You know, you just throwing that out there without any proof of your allegations. You know, you talk about it as if it's some kind of a truth on your group when you pretty much trash candidates that you don't support. And I mean, can't you come up with something better than a talking point by not calling everybody that you disagree with a liberal? I mean, you've done it to me when I was on the Marion County Political Forum. You know, all I've ever heard is he's not a true Republican. He's a liberal. And I mean, you guys do this smear tactic very well, but you have to know by now that you don't have the reach. You don't have the voice that you think you do. And I despise you, Miss Mosley. I despise something that you said recently. Somebody sent me a screenshot where you said about this election just a week ago that the person with the most money wins. That's not always the case, Miss Mosley. That's not. I've seen this happen with candidates that you were the political consultant for, where that person campaign donations were at the very top, and they collected the most money, and they lost. So I don't know why you keep leaving yourself out there. I mean, you sound like a rambling fool. You can't get anything right, even on your past elections that your candidates have lost. I don't know how many times I've seen either on your trash YouTube channel or on WOCA Talk Radio's YouTube channel, which is pretty strange that it's gone now. I mean, what happened to it? Did they break terms of service? It's pretty interesting. But anyway, going back to you, Miss Mosley, anytime you talk about the Mike Creamy and Eddie Leedy race from 2018, you always like to throw it out there first off that Mike Creamy lost by a small margin, just like Eddie Leedy, and you always like to say it's by 1,100 votes. Well, anybody can quickly fact check you at votemarion.gov and go back to the 2018 election. And you, Miss Mosley, were incorrect. So I don't know why you keep throwing it out there. I mean, I know it's a very sore subject because you all were convinced that Mike Creamy was going to beat the brakes off of Kathy Bryant in 2018. But let me remind you about your lie that Mike Creamy didn't lose by 1,100 votes, which was close to what Eddie Leedy lost by. Mike Creamy lost by 3,514 votes. And I say this again and again, because you're so easy to disprove. You know, you talk about fake news. On Marion County Political Forum, y'all like to talk about liberals. Mr. Hansen right now is all salty and in his feelings because a person named John Townsend created another Facebook group. Really? Really? And then you go on to say that you basically are trying to brainwash the followers from Marion County Political Forum by telling them that if you go to his political group, it's liberal spin. Dude, I've looked at the group. Most of the group is Republicans. So once again, yet another lie from you. People cannot take you people seriously. And that's why people call you out. And Miss Mosley, I want to address something you said to me before you tried to threaten me with going to the law enforcement because I'm cyber harassing you. And then I love how you say, that's all you do, Lee. You made a group to harass people 24/7 and call them out. No, I don't. But I call you out, Miss Mosley, because of the way you fucking harassed the shit out of me when I had cancer. And I mean, I'm always going to tell people about that because it was wrong. And I have a question. You're supposed to be this amazing Republican. That's what you all talk about on that group, right? You guys make it sound like you have the fucking golden ticket to Republicans. And only through you do people have to be approved to be Republicans. And I think that is the most laughable part of your entire narrative. Is because there's thousands of Republicans out there that don't fucking like you, and they won't fucking vote for a candidate that's supported by you or Mr. Hansen. And those are the facts, and it doesn't matter what the REC thinks. It doesn't matter what the Tea Party of Florida thinks, or whatever the hell that Tea Party movement is called. The one that freaking gathered around Starbucks on Pine and said that there was little children being read books by drag queens, yet you guys took a million pictures, yet you don't have any pictures of the children that you said was there? That is the epitome of fucking hypocrisy and lies and fake news. And you Republicans that stand for this should be ashamed of yourself. It's fucking disgraceful to Republicans like me. So stop with the Christian moral superiority complex. Stop saying you're a conservative Christian. When you're bullying a cancer patient, you're not a conservative When you're bullying a cancer patient, you're not a conservative Christian. When you're mocking people outright that are of Latino or Spanish descent and asking them, oh, you're probably here illegally on your Marion County political forum that's supposed to be the cusp, according to Mr. Hansen, that's supposed to be where all the good Republicans gather, right? And if that's the case, I'm glad I'm not on your page. I don't want to be associated with that shit. And you know, maybe that's a reason why your page doesn't grow. You know, why don't you ask me or my people that run 30 groups? I can tell you how to grow a group, Miss Mosley, if you would just reach out to me. I mean, haven't you guys been on like 1,600 members on Marion County Political Forum for like the last year? What the fuck is that about? Like, nobody wants to join. I'm just saying. And people are joining all of my groups all the time. Probably hundreds a day. And I have a question, you know, Miss Mosley, you say that I'm bullying people. But if I was truly bullying people, why would people just continue to flock to my groups? And why did people message me and practically beg me to make them a moderator? I mean, these are the facts. I'm not a fucking narcissist. I'm not an egomaniac. I'm just telling you the truth. People love my group. They want to be a part of it. They want to be parts of conversations. My Ocala's Dirty Laundry group is not as dirty as you think it is. Business owner friends of mine post every day. they get referrals for their business. My group is just under 11,000 right now. That's actually one of my smaller groups. One of my biggest groups is word of mouth, Ocala and surrounding areas, with 35,000 people. And once again, I don't say this to impress people. I'm just making a point, folks, that her group is irrelevant. It is. It's 1,600 people, and literally election time, it's the same 10 people that talk among each other. And they talk about the reach they have. And they don't. They were right. They were wrong about Mike Creamy. They were wrong about Lori Martin Gregory. No matter how many times they wanted to talk about it on WOC radio, no matter how many times they wanted to shove Lori Martin Gregory down the voter's throat, they wanted to drag that old hag over the finish line. And they actually thought she was better than Kristen Dreyer? Are you people on fucking crack? And y'all thought Mike Creamy was better than the amazing Kathy Bryant when he couldn't even get his Express Care of Bellevue cleaned up? I mean, did you see the reviews back then on Google, on Yelp? Like, what the fuck? You know, he was going to treat the county commissioner's position as a part-time position. The county commissioner's job is a fucking full-time job and then some. You got to be fucking dedicated for that. So they were wrong about Creamy. They were wrong about Lori Martin Gregory. They've been wrong over and over and over. And they are wrong about Mr. Keith Poole. I don't give a shit if he came in second on money. I don't give a fuck if he came in first. Look, people, I know everybody around here. I never heard of Keith Poole. I talked to people at O'Malley's the other night. They never heard of him. I've talked to people I know. I've been out to dinner with different people. People I used to do business with, they don't even know who the hell Keith Poole is. And you listen to the guy, and he sounds like a complete narcissist and an egomaniac in the debates. I don't need this position. I'm a well-known businessman. Really, bitch? I don't know you. Fucking, I don't know, man. Plenty of people fucking know me. If I don't know you, and you're a businessman in this town, you've been doing something wrong. And I'm not saying I have to know you. My point is, I've never even heard of you. That's my point. So I already know you ain't going to win. People want to say to politicians, these races is not a popularity contest. Well, you know what? You're kind of right. And I want to answer the Zalax campaign, the recent video that was just put out tonight about the waffles, where Amy Zalek says many politicians treat this as a popularity contest. It's not 100% a popularity contest. However, popularity can help your campaign. If you don't have a reach for your message, you ain't gonna win. And that's my point. You can have all this money and lose if you can't reach the voters. You know, do you see the geographic changing in Central Florida? Are y'all paying attention to the news or online? Do you see where people in the last 2 years have fucking moved here from out of state? You know, there's a lot of liberals here now, right, from California. A lot of people here with big money. You have a lot of moderates, too, that are not far right. And they're kind of in the middle, maybe leaning a little bit left. And they're going to reject anything coming out of the Marion County Political Forum. They're going to reject that bullying and that fucking ignorant Republican thinking. And I say this, and I'm a Republican, but I can see the difference between a fucking dumbass Republican and somebody that has fucking common sense. Okay? As a Republican running for any city, county, or school board seat, you have to be able to reach across the aisle and work with people you don't fucking agree with. And that's going to happen if you become a county commissioner. It's going to happen if you become a city council person. It's going to happen if you take a school board's position. Do you truly think you're going to fucking just get along with everybody and think, and everyone's going to think exactly the way you do? Not everyone has far-right extremist thinking. Not everybody, also, not everybody has far-left thinking. If you look at most of the presidents that's been elected up until Donald Trump, they've all been moderates. Bill Clinton was a moderate. You can say left to center. A progressive, but not a far-left extremist. If you remember, for some of you that are old enough to remember, do you remember how good our economy was under the Clinton administration? I do. Does that mean that I agree with everything Bill Clinton did? No. Was he very good for the country, economically wise? Go and fucking research it if you didn't live during that time, because I fucking did. Okay? I remember this country was prosperous. I remember unemployment was low. And you want to know why that is? Because Bill Clinton could fucking talk his way into anything. He was very personable. He was friendly. He wasn't an extremist. I'm pretty sure he's changed nowadays, though. I've seen him on interviews, and I don't agree with how he is now. But when he was president, he could reach across the aisle to Republicans. Even if you, as a Republican, hated him, once you sat down and talked to him and he presented a plan for the country, you walked away and agreed with him. As a county commissioner, that's what we need. That's what I want to see. That's what I want to see on the city council. That's what I want to see on the school board. Do you think somebody wants to see somebody on the school board that, or on the city council, or on the county commissioner that believes the earth is fucking flat? Or that Donald Trump was going to come back last August because Mr. MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell, fucking told you that? Who in the fuck? We don't want anybody like that. Stop pushing radicals. We don't need radicals. We need America First people. That's what kind of people we need. We need business people. People that are going to go into these positions and get shit done and shake shit up. That's what we need. We don't need established corrupt politicians. Carl Zalak, if you're listening to this, you're going for your fourth term. You're done, bro. You're finished. You've been bought and paid for by developers. By the list of the campaign contributions you got, you're at the very top tier. That tells me you've turned your back on the voters and the citizens of this county. And it's time for you to go, pal. And I know your wife is doing these waffle videos and these eggs videos. Bad eggs, and now you got good fluffy waffles. What are y'all trying to do? Make fucking breakfast? What's your next video going to be about fucking Oscar Mayer bacon? Or fucking sausage? What are y'all trying to do, folks? What do you think? Stop trying to smear good people, Mr. Zalak, because you're getting off of where you started. And it's a shame, bro, because I voted for you the first time you ran, and the second time you ran, and the last time you ran. And I feel like you have nothing more to offer. You have proven that you're a sellout. You've proven that you voted for the toll road. You literally want to have toll roads go right through Marion County farmland. You don't give a shit if it goes right through somebody's fucking farm. You don't give a shit if it goes right through their horse farm and fucking has to move their cows out of the way. You don't care. You voted for the toll road. And I've also heard that you want a national fucking airport here. Dude, are you high? Do you see that Orlando is a crime-ridden shithole? It's almost as bad as Chicago. There's fucking shootings there every day. There's stabbings. There's all this fucking carjacking going on. There's a war on police in Orlando. Orlando blows. Orlando's a fucking crime-ridden shithole, and the crime's getting worse. And Mr. Zalak, how dare you want to fucking put a toll road here? How dare you want to make this a big city? I understand growth's going to happen, but we need slow growth, balanced growth. We don't need a fucking airport here. Motherfuckers, we can all drive to Orlando and fucking get on a national fucking airplane. Or we can go to fucking Gainesville. It's a Gainesville airport. Dude, leave our fucking horse farms alone. Dude, leave our toll road alone. You're fucking bought and paid for by Armstrong Homes. Scott Armstrong, all these people fucking throwing all this money to you. The Delzados. And you, Philip Delzado, if you're listening to me, I despise you, bro. You people talk about America first on your own profiles, Mr. Philip Delzado. Talking about a Trump person. You're not a Trump person. Donald Trump was for the working man. You're for big developers. So you're a hypocrite. You're a hypocrite, Republican. And I'm sitting here and I'm going to call y'all out because you forgot that the people matter. It's about we the people. We the people, and you've forgotten that. You are part of the swamp. You are part of the swamp. You know, you, Mr. Philip Delzato and people like you, where all your pictures are about Trump. Well, when Donald Trump talks about the swamp in Washington, he's pretty much meaning the swamp pretty much in all elected politics. When he's talking about swamp-type people and corruption, they're talking about people like Philip Delzato and all these fucking developers that have their interest in mind, money in mind. Money is first to them. They're all about the money. Carl Zalak's all about the money. It's really, really hard to find a candidate that's all about the people these days. But that's pretty much what we need. But as I said, they're throwing everything. They're throwing the kitchen sink at Rachel Sams right now because she had the balls to stand up for herself. The fucking balls to go after trash Chief Greg Graham that was known to have a fucking... It was known at OPD that this guy was on the daily harassing his female officers, saying fucking inappropriate fucking sexual shit to them all the time. And you mean to tell me you people want to back that shit up? I mean, come on, y'all. What if it was your wife? What if it was your girlfriend? What if it was your mother? I bet you wouldn't feel the same thing if they came forward. I'm just trying to tell you. I'm trying to talk some sense into y'all. The only thing that makes sense in district and county commission District 4 race, there is Rachel Sams running, there's Keith Poole running, and Carl Zalak wants to go in. He's going in. He'll be looking at 16 years if he goes in again. That's too long, folks. We need somebody new. We need a new vision, a new energy. And the only person that's going to do that in County Commission District 4 is Rachel Sams. I urge you, if you're listening to me, to do your homework. Don't listen to the stories. Don't listen to the smears. Read between the lines. Research. Sit down and talk to her. Listen to what her vision is for the county on infrastructure, on growth, on building a community for the people, by the people. And I think you'll come out with a clearer understanding of her vision for our community. So don't listen to the smears, folks. And I urge you on August 23rd to vote for Rachel Sams for County Commissioner in District 4. It's the right choice, folks. It's the only choice. You know it. I know it. We all know it. So let's get after it. Thank you once again for listening to Real News on this early Monday morning. And have a great rest of your night.